Good morning and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again, dear friends. We have a very special guest with us. He's no stranger to us. We'd like to welcome Berthe Golden back to the Better Living Radio program. Welcome, Berthe.
Thank you, Peter. It's great to be here.
All right. It's another opportunity, brand new year, so we can talk about some very exciting life supporting substance. All right, that's what I'm trying to say. All right, Berthe Golden is the president of the Positive Power Nutrition in Sacramento, California. Did I get that right?
Just north of San Diego.
I don't know why Sacramento keep coming into my mind, you know, but that's okay. All right. So, Berthe, we have talked about quite a few things in the previous sessions. And what I'd like for us to focus on in this particular session is, you know, the Bible saying Genesis 2 and Genesis 2, 7. And God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And when we take away the breath from man today, they're dead. So in and of itself, we see that that breath of life is important. Now, Berthe, what is that breath of life?
Of the air that we breathe in is oxygen.
Okay.
For humans, that's just absolutely vital.
Hmm. How long can we live without oxygen?
There's usually brain damage that occurs at about 3 to 4 minutes of oxygen deprivation.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot longer if it's just low oxygen. We've been participating with people across the country in a public service campaign called Be Oxygen Aware. And with that, health food stores and other entities across the U.S. are helping people learn how to test their own oxygen using a fingertip pulse oximeter. So you put it on the end of the finger,
mm-hmm.
and it reads how much oxygen is getting to the extremities.
Mm.
And when that falls below 95, that's serious enough that a doctor will prescribe one of those little green oxygen tanks on wheels that you'd pull around behind you, and you'd have that oxygen mask that you would wear.
Wow. So
and
you mean...
Think if you travel on an airplane, and they always instruct you and say, okay, you know, if we lose pressure, which mm-hmm. means you're going to lose oxygen in the cabin, the oxygen mask will drop out of the ceiling above you and be hanging there, and you're going to do that because it's going to keep you alive. That's how important it is.
Hmm. So on those little meter, when it gets below 95, or when it gets to 95, is it that serious?
Yes, and it's now so common to get down to that. It used to be that if you were at 95, the doctor would already consider prescribing oxygen. Now they wait until it's like 94 or 93 to do it, because if not, you would have a great percentage of the population that would be walking around pulling their little oxygen tank. And it's not so much that there's a lack of oxygen in the atmosphere, in the air that we breathe, although that's a, you know, somewhat of a factor.
Yeah.
It's mainly that in order to absorb oxygen through the lung tissue and to bring that oxygen into the body, get it into the blood so it can get to the cells, we need to have a certain level of electrical energy in the body.
Mm.
Because if you think about it, it's the lung tissue has to attract the oxygen
mm-hmm.
and extract that out of the air.
Right.
Only about 21% of the air that we breathe in is oxygen, and the rest are other types of gases.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's extremely important. I mean, for someone that has sleep apnea, Peter,
yeah.
It means that at night they're breathing air in, but maybe not getting enough oxygen. And part of that could be the fact that almost everybody in America, no matter what culture or what country they're from, we have this tradition of brushing our teeth right before you go to bed. Now, for all of those that are brushing their teeth with a fluoride toothpaste, the fluoride itself repels oxygen. So that means not just the teeth, but the gums, the whole inside of the mouth gets coated with fluoride right before we go to bed. When we breathe in the air comes into the lungs, but the oxygen stays on the outside of the mouth. It doesn't enter into the lungs. Because fluoride is like a repellent, or it blocks oxygen coming in. So with sleep apnea, as soon as a person gets oxygen, the sleep apnea clears up.
Okay. Wow, that's very interesting. So toothpaste that contain fluoride is not the best for our health, is it?
No, and the people that suffer sleep apnea are those that can't breathe in through the nose. So if the sinuses are clogged, you have a problem. Mm-hmm. But if not, you can, you know, a lot of people say, well, I've been brushing with fluoride toothpaste, and I don't have a problem with not being able to breathe at night. I don't have sleep apnea. Well, that's because we breathe in through the nostrils. But it's very well known that people that suffer with sleep apnea and have to use the assistance of that CPAP machine at night that kind of forces air into the body, they're known as mouth breathers. But they're not breathing in through the nostril because the sinuses are clogged. It's a very serious issue if our sinuses stay clogged. And luckily, no one's come up with a nose paste that has fluoride that we have to apply to the inside of the nostrils, or else we'd really be in trouble.
Yeah, we'd be in big trouble. So by changing a toothpaste and using toothpaste without fluoride, a person may see some terrific benefits there then, if they're having this challenge.
Yes, and the other part is they need to raise the electricity of the body, and that's hard to do in the winter because one of the best ways that our body gets higher electricity is through sunshine hitting the skin. Mm-hmm. You know, but right now, most of the country is not going to walk outside with any skin exposed on their arm or legs because it's wintertime and it's cold. That's how we can help raise the energy. Another way to do it is that supplement that you carry, the little drops of cell power.
Okay.
When you put drops of cell power into drinking water, it will raise the energy of the water you're drinking by 1,000 times.
How many drops?
One glass of water will give you the energy of 1,000 glasses of water just by adding the cell power. And we get most of our electrical energy comes from the water we drink, not from the food that we eat. I know everybody's thinking somehow, oh yeah, I'm feeling kind of tired, I'll eat some food and that will increase. Well, it certainly provides the missing nutrients and the missing macronutrients and micronutrients. Right. So, food is important. But where we get most of the energy is from drinking water, from having sunshine hit our skin, and from proper sleep. I think we talked about this before, Peter, that we will get twice as much electrical energy from the sleep at night if it's before midnight than we will from the sleep that's after midnight.
Wow, so those midnight people are losing out quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't always get to bed really early, but last night I got to bed about 7:15 in the evening. Well, because it's dark by then, right?
Yeah, it sure is.
So I got to bed at that time, and that means that I had almost 5 hours till midnight, and my body got as much electrical energy in that 5 hours than if I had slept from midnight till 10 a.m.
Wow, that's awesome.
There are lots of ways, but one of the easiest ways, wintertime, summertime, no matter what you're doing, is putting the cell power drops, which are made based on a formula that's now been around 70 years. Okay. And Peter, I think this is the first time we've talked on the radio in 2019, but this is a big year for our company because This is the 70th anniversary of cell power. It was discovered in 1949.
Wow, that is awesome. You know, most people think about energy as, you know, sugar, glucose, you know, the body using it to make energy. Now, they may not be able to wrap their brain around the idea that when they put a few drops of cell power in their water, it raised the energy level of that water 1,000 times. break it down a little bit so we can understand that a little better.
Well, what happens is that cell power is made from completely dissolved fruits and vegetables and vegetable protein. If you look on the bottle, it talks about that it has the Concord grapes, which is one of the highest energy fruits or foods that there is, that it has a pure vegetable protein that has a beet component.
Okay.
So from fruits and vegetables, it's energized in the sunshine so that the cell power liquid, before it ever goes in the little squeeze bottle that you get it in, it's in a translucent barrel and it absorbs the sunshine here in Southern California where it's made. Up to 3 months. So in anything from a day up to 90 days, it will absorb all that sunshine until it's completely loaded with solar energy, the same kind that you would get to run your electrical appliances with the solar panels on the roof of the home.
Wow.
So it's completely energized that way. Now, because of that, if you put it into a glass of purified or distilled water, which is the highest energy water that you can drink, and it starts out at around 6,000 in subtle energy, meaning it's the type of energy that the human cells can use.
Right.
And then you've got the drops of cell power, all of them in that bottle are at 6 million. Now, the amazing thing is you can take a 16-ounce glass of water, like I'm having my hand right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tall glass of water, 16 ounces, and I start out with distilled water, which is around 6,000, maybe a little bit higher. I put 5 drops of cell power in there, and those 5 drops will help the water to start, the water molecule to split and then reform, split and reform. So when the water molecule splits from H2O into two ions or two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen, energy is released.
Okay.
And it reforms back into H2O, energy is released. So since energy is released from both the fission and fusion that naturally occurs in water,
mm-hmm.
it means that within about 5 seconds, the entire glass has that level of 6 million, which is 1,000 times higher than when it started.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that can be used by the body to be able to allow the breathing to extract mm-hmm. more oxygen out of the air in
okay.
the lung tissue,
okay.
and for the oxygen to make it onto the hemoglobin of the red blood cells, and then for it to be able to make it all the way to the extremities of the body, which are not just the fingers and toes, but it also includes the brain tissue.
Mm-hmm.
It's considered an extremity because of how many thousands of miles of small blood vessels are just located inside the brain.
Okay. So now when we look at this here, persons who, let's say, are challenged, we mentioned the sleep apnea individuals. What about people with asthma? Will they be able to tell a difference using the cell power in their oxygen? Can they know the difference?
Yeah, most people report that they are breathing more easily, so they notice a difference within a week. So usually by the sixth day, they're able to say, wow, you know, I'm just not straining.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not working so hard to get that oxygen into my lungs. Because, mm-hmm. you know, working through asthma is a lot of hard work for the body.
Yeah. Bronchitis, what about folks dealing with bronchitis and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just the higher energy is used by the lungs because, again, no oxygen, no life.
Mm-hmm.
So to keep us alive,
yeah,
the body uses a lot of electrical energy in the lungs, and especially to attract magnetically and hold on to the oxygen while the rest of the air is exhaled from the lungs.
Now, we've heard of people using like hydrogen peroxide. What's the difference using, let's say, a 35% hydrogen peroxide and put so many drops in their water and they raise the level, etc.? What's the difference in the oxygen benefit from the cell power and someone using hydrogen peroxide?
Well, the whole name hydrogen peroxide means that it's not H2O, it's H2O2.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a completely different, and I'm not saying there aren't people that get a great benefit from 35% food-grade hydrogen peroxide, because as you know, Peter, there are. But it's about 5% of the population will benefit more from hydrogen peroxide than, say, the cell power. And 95% of the population will get a greater benefit with cell power.
Okay.
The difference being is that the hydrogen peroxide will not only release oxygen for your use, but it also increases the amount of free radicals in the body.
Okay.
Which is a good thing for everybody that's too low on free radicals. So there's about 5% of the population that doesn't have enough free radicals, and so their body can't even do all the enzymatic reactions with the enzymes that are throughout the entire body.
Mm-hmm.
But most of us have plenty of free radicals, and we don't need more. And that's where cell power does not create extra free radicals when it's helping the body break apart those water molecules. It's two water molecules at a time that are broken apart when you use the cell power. So that means you end up with four hydrogen ions, which your immune system uses to power the immune system. So you have a stronger immune system, and you're not catching every little cold and flu that comes along.
Okay.
Then the two oxygen, it's a completely formed O2, which is breathable, which is if you just break off one single oxygen, then it's a free radical.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we've heard of people, lack of energy, and we're talking about energy by increasing the energy level using the cell power in the water. Would this help a person with their energy level, their ability to get up and go?
Yes, and it's not at all what people consider like a caffeine-type energy, because that's not real energy. We're talking about the energy necessary for the lungs to work, the energy necessary for the heart to work, ideally. The energy is necessary for all the nerves to function, and the eyes and the brain, everything else. Also, for people that have insomnia, which is kind of a different issue than like sleep apnea, which means the person is able to fall asleep with sleep apnea, but then during the night they're struggling for
air
for oxygen.
Okay.
So with insomnia, if a person is too tired and doesn't have that cellular energy, so cell power powers up the cells and it gives you that cellular energy. Without that, it's hard to fall asleep. The body just does not want your body to go into a sleep mode where you're basically defenseless unless you have enough energy to run all of the rest of your sensory functions.
Mm-hmm.
Because while you're asleep, your body still wants to know that you're safe in your environment.
Okay.
And you need energy for that. So people will put cell power drops in their water. And one of the most amazing things to me is they'll call up and they'll say, I think I noticed a difference. I go, what's the difference? They go, well, they say, well, does this sound crazy? I not only have more energy to do things throughout the day, but I'm sleeping better.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, that's not crazy. Sleeping better is a function of having higher energy at the cellular level. At the cell membranes throughout your body, those cell membranes need to have a certain amount of electricity or nothing really functions right.
Mm-hmm. So, there's another way folks get oxygen, like a hyperbaric chamber, and that oxygen lasts in their system maybe for full saturation for about 24 hours. When a person uses the cell power several times, 30 drops a day, is there a point where that oxygen decreases, or does it maintain that level, of oxygen enrichment, etc. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. If they're taking it every day, of course, it maintains.
Yeah.
But if you only, let's say that you run out the door and you forget your bottle of cell power and you don't have it that day and you go, oh, no, I missed a day. It's okay because the cell power and the higher oxygenation lasts for about 48 hours. So it lasts for about twice as long as the hyperbaric oxygen. Now, with the hyperbaric oxygen chamber, most of the doctors that are doing that in the U.S., have found out about cell power, and what they're doing is after the person comes out of the hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they're giving them the bottle of cell power and saying you need to continue taking this 6 servings a day, which is 30 drops, and plenty of water, and do that throughout the whole week to your next session. What they're able to do then is make sure that that high oxygen level for the treatment will continue throughout the whole week till their next treatment.
Wow. Now, oxygen seems to be very important. Is there any health problem that is unrelated to oxygen sufficiency or deficiency?
Oh, yeah, a lot of them. Although oxygen is still, I mean, there are some people that will have a 99 or 100 oxygen saturation reading on that fingertip pulse oximeter and still have quite a few problems.
Right.
It just means that the oxygen is good, but they're having other issues.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's not just the oxygen that we're getting from the water we drink. And that's what's interesting. I mean, it's easy to prove that the oxygen from the water you drink is greater at availability to your body.